Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
In just over an hour, you'll hear part-time Justin sitting down with a couple of the stars from the new Lion King movie, the young stars.
Okay.
You know, you do have the young Simba in there. So we'll hear how that went and probably get a little review of the movie because he did get to see it. Just over an hour from now, we also have Anna's midweek update in about 20 minutes. And your chance to win a vacation this hour. From the beach. Mm-hmm. Yeah, vacation for four to Key Largo. We're going to be staying at the Baker's Cay Resort. That's where we stayed for our family vacation. We're going to give you a quote from our actual family vacation. It's going to be given to you by Alexa. And then you have to determine who said it. And you'll win that vacation. Easy like that. And it's really easy to write our love expert, too. All you have to do is go to KidNation.com. That's where everything Kid Nation related is at. Including how to write our love expert Kelly Raspberry in a segment we call
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I have been married for almost 8 years and together since high school. We have 3 kids and 2 of them with special needs, so I stay home. He has always known my feelings about motorcycles, and I think that they're dangerous and not worth the risk. Well, he went out and bought one. Against my wishes, knowing how upset it would make me. I'm just at a loss. I want him to be happy and have what he wants, but all I have is our kids and him. We had our twins when I was just 18, and I've stayed home with them ever since. I don't have a whole lot of friends outside of family because of the work I have at home, and he just doesn't seem to understand why I'm upset and what worries it gives me. I already have anxiety about everyday things with the family, and now I have to worry about this too. I don't know what to do. I don't really want to give him an ultimatum because I don't want him to resent me, but I am resentful of him now that he went out and bought a motorcycle. Help, leave.
What's your ultimatum going to be? That's my curiosity there. What are you going to tell him? Either get rid of the motorcycle or I leave? That's not going to be a... You're going to have to... I mean, you've told him how you feel. He knows how you feel. Make sure your insurance policies and your life insurance policies are updated.
Yeah.
Sorry to be so practical.
Seriously.
Right?
But that's what you got to do. And the more you tell him he can't have it, here you go, nagging wife, nagging mom. That's what he's going to interpret it as. Not as you're concerned and worried. It's going to be like, you're telling me I can't have this. And it's like,
I just want this one thing.
He's going to want it even more.
Yeah.
Right.
So a lot of men realize after Big Al wanted one.
Same.
He had one really scary thing happen. And it's like, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And maybe that'll happen for him and you'll get lucky.
Sometimes I'll get it out of the system. We get it out of our systems.
Right. There are so many more motorcycle riders who have wonderful experiences that live a lifetime of enjoying the open roads and never have anything bad happen. They don't make the news. You know, the ones that are killed, those make the news. The really horrific accidents.
Yeah.
So maybe look at some statistics. Maybe that will make you feel better. But the more you demand he gets rid of it, the more he's going to want to hold on to it.
Are you allowed to have that one thing you can't have or do in a relationship? Like in my relationship, we each have one thing. My wife says I can't do something, and it does happen to be motorcycles.
It's not. Yes.
Well, obviously that goes without being said, right? But motorcycles.
Now you tell me.
Especially because we have kids.
Especially with kids, I think.
And mine is smoking. I don't put up with cigarettes. We have those two things. And we don't talk about them. I know even when I get the itch to get a motorcycle, I know the answer is going to be no because that's her thing.
But if you find out Kenzie's sneaking cigarettes one day and she's been sneaking them, what would you do?
I think I would
leave. Would you walk away from the marriage?
I don't know.
If
I don't
you
know
haven't
why.
Known about it. She's been able to hide it from you successfully.
Yeah.
My mother was a smoker when I was growing up. It's just everybody smoked. And she hid it from us. Never knew.
Yeah.
It's just disrespectful to the relationship because you've had that conversation.
Exactly.
Right.
It's the one thing.
But do
you
leave?
I would leave, but not divorce, right? You'd leave to show, hey, I'm out, unless you could change that.
Games then.
Yeah, it's a tough.
Huh.
Yeah, but I kind of feel you on the motorcycle thing.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I feel like this may result in a rant, Barry, but I will take my chances.
Okay.
So I've been married to my husband, and we have 3 beautiful children. However, our relationship has had numerous ups and downs over the few years, and at the beginning of the year, we decided to call it quits. We have not divorced at this point because financially we're not able to. However, we are getting everything aligned so it can happen early next year. In March, after we made our decision, I started to have a slight crush on someone from work. Nothing happened other than friendly messages on Facebook sent back and forth between the two of us. My very close friend is familiar with my marriage situation, and I told her about the end of my marriage and the feelings I was having for this individual at work. Well, one night, after work at a happy hour, my friend hooked up with my work crush. As angry as I am, I tried to ignore my feelings. I'm married. I shouldn't be thinking of anyone else. Well, she did it again a week later. Kelly, I know I'm married, but I feel so betrayed by my friend. I confided in her everything, and I can't believe she would do this to me. She knows where my marriage is headed, and I don't feel like she's being a good friend by hooking up with the guy I have a crush on. Is she a bad friend for doing this? Am I wrong to be upset at the way she's acting? Please help.
You can be upset about anything you want, and there's that competitive among friends. Some of your best friends are the biggest competition you're going to ever have in your life.
Yeah.
And she just, you know, she peed on him, so
y'all need,
there you go.
Yeah, you're out of the game. You're out of the game.
Man.
See, that's not
that's
cool.
That's foul.
That's such a foul.
That's foul,
all
man.
All the time with women and girls. Your best friends, it's like a competition built in. I'm not doing a rant berry on you. You're allowed to feel anything you want to feel. I have no problems with people's feelings.
I wonder how her husband feels.
Is acting.
He's probably moving on, too. You know, he's probably starting to look at other people.
They're heading for divorce. It's how you act on your feelings that's
true.
Maturity level. So, yeah, be mad at her. You told her. Would she have looked at him if you hadn't said anything? Maybe. What if you hadn't said anything and she hooked up with
him?
Maybe
so
she likes him, too, because he's so irresistible.
Man.
You could be mad, but she's still your friend.
Y'all need to have a conversation about this wonderful thing called girl code.
Just learn that there's certain things you can't share with your friend anymore.
Yeah.
Wow. Lesson learned.
Especially your competitive friends.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I've been with my boyfriend for almost a year. He just turned 19 and I'm 22. Yesterday, I found out that he's been cheating on me with our neighbor's sister who stays at their apartment sometimes.
Ooh.
I'm hurt. I told him to find somewhere else to live. He did. He just went and stayed next door with the neighbors and the girl that he cheated on me with.
Oh, no.
I am so mad that they're just on the other side of my wall together. My heart is broken. I need this resolved. I want this fool out of my apartment building. Help, Nicole.
Well, Nicole, I mean, there's another option. You get out of the apartment building.
Yeah.
You can't control where somebody else lives, but you can control where you live.
Yeah.
I know you love your apartment and da-da-da. And he's probably going to be out of there in a couple months.
Yeah.
So if you can just figure it out and just hang on, he'll be gone in a minute.
What?
I feel so bad for him.
The walls knock out.
It sucks, but, yeah. You know,
can you imagine?
The wall, yeah. Yeah, that's probably...
Somebody knocking at the door?
Just a couple.
Somebody get the door?
Yeah, look at the door.
Yeah.
Love letters to Kelly.
You suck, man. Oh, right, man. On the other side of the wall.
I feel you, man. You might want to move to the living room for a little bit.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm a single mom, happily divorced for 11 years now with two teenagers. I've had a couple of long-term relationships, but haven't found anyone that was just right yet. I'm perfectly happy on my own and enjoy my independence, so getting married again is not a goal for me. I'm open to it, but I'm very selective. So I'm not sure if this is a love letter or a dream letter for Jenna, but last night I had a dream I was getting married, and I was thrilled, and I knew in my heart it was right. The weird thing is the groom is someone I grew up with, and he was my boyfriend for 2 days in fourth grade. We didn't share any classes in high school, didn't interact much. We've been friends on Facebook for years, but there's truly been zero interaction, and I haven't thought about him much, but my dream made me curious. So I looked him up online. It appears he's also divorced, and he only lives 30 minutes away from me.
What?
Now I can't get out of my head, and I want to go meet up with him, but we haven't had any interaction. What would I even say to him? Hey, I know we haven't spoken since fourth grade, but let's go grab a coffee because I had a dream we were getting married. Do I just let it go? His birthday's in 2 days. Do I have a decent opening? I could maybe message him instead of just writing on his wall. What should I do?
Yeah, you're acting like a kid that doesn't...
This is Becky.
Is this a love letter or a dream letter?
Well,
it's a love
it's
letter.
It's kind of both. You're acting... He's got you all...
You've
forgotten the basic rules of flirting.
Yeah. Well, she's been, you know, divorced and hasn't dated.
Yeah, but, you know, it's... How hard is it? You got your opening with happy birthday.
Hey,
crazy thing. I know
dream.
We haven't talked in years. I had a crazy dream the other night.
Boom.
And made me think we
see
should get together.
Don't
tell him you dreamed you got married.
No.
We should get together.
Catch up. Yeah.
Easy.
Easy breezy.
Do that. Boom.
You got your end. You got your end, right?
Still poke.
In.
Do people still poke on Facebook?
Don't poke.
That is still a thing.
That's what
don't
mom
poke
does.
And don't wave.
Get a poke.
There you go. Happy birthday. It's so crazy. Your birthday popped up on my board today. Because I know we haven't spoken in years, but I just randomly had this dream about you. We should get together and catch up. Boom. Don't tell him you're marrying him. You're freaking him. You'll freak him out.
Yeah, you will.
Lead with that.
He'll probably respond, is it a sexy dream, though?
No, he won't. Hey.
Jenna's dream readings, by the way, in 30 minutes. This will be a quick one, Kelly, if you don't mind.
Love letters to Kelly.
Because I think Jen needs help. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
She says, I think I'm seeing this guy and have been for the last 5 months, but everything seems to be a secret. We never exchanged phone numbers because he will only talk via email. I don't know his last name or where he lives. He always hangs out at my house, but we never go out in public together. He also won't answer questions about his personal life or his past. I'm fed up with the secrets, and it feels like he's hiding something.
Comes a rant, Barry.
Is it wrong to demand answers? Should I just end it? What do you think's happening?
I think he's married.
I can't believe you chose that letter.
I think he's married.
Sometimes you need to hear it, you know?
It sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, he is not in a relationship with you.
No, he's using you.
Yeah.
You don't have his phone number?
Or his last name, Al.
Ridiculous. Come on.
Baby, we're not there yet. It's been 4 months. I can't give you my last name.
I know some pickings are slim. A lot of women say there's no men out there.
There's better for you.
You settle for that?
There's way better for you.
You just need to re-get the guy. I'm telling you, there's men everywhere.
Yeah.
Matthew Hussey should be giving me a percentage at this point. It's
right?
Many times since I've recommended that book.
Don't be his side piece.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't even know she's side piece status, to be honest. Jen had a phone number.
Not even worthy of that.
Yeah, Jen, you
that's like
you deserve way better than this guy, Jen. End it. There you go. If you want to write our love expert, Kelly Raspberry, we do it on Mondays and Wednesdays. Go to KidNation.com. We'll get you all set up and hook you up with some advice, just like the one you heard today. And coming up next, it's time for Anna's Midweek Update.
Yeah.
So what's been happening in the world of news and TV shows and celebrities? Well, she'll give us that next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Good news.
What's that?
Part-time Justin's also back from his little mission.
We sent him on a field trip.
Yeah. What's today's holiday, Big Al?
It's National Lottery Day.
National Lottery.
Oh, yay.
So, Justin, what was your mission?
To go to the gas station and get these lottery tickets.
Yeah, thanks, Justin.
And we got amazing eights going around.
All right.
Eights.
Now, supporting our veterans.
Okay. So we get to possibly become rich while supporting the veterans.
Keep one for yourself, too, Justin.
Oh, really? Oh, thank you, Vicky.
You won the white cheddar, too.
Sounds great.
When it comes to scratchers, I don't know if I'm following the rules correctly.
On the train.
I think you just scratch.
Yeah. Now,
change.
Yes, please.
Yes, I'd like my change.
Just in case one of us does strike it rich.
Yes.
You know, that person would probably walk out of the studio and quit the show immediately. So.
Well, whoa. You don't divide the change.
Yeah, so we can
scratch.
We needed
to scratch, Al.
Oh, what are we going to scratch with?
I thought you meant change for the, okay.
Yeah. Oh, and I'll also keep the
cool. You don't have any change.
One.
Yeah.
No, I didn't get
up on gas. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, so everybody's got their tickets.
You just scratch them all off?
Yeah. Yeah, but we will do it after the midweek update.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. All right, I'll wait.
I can't wait. I'm feeling lucky.
I feel good about this one.
Yeah, so we'll see.
What's going on, Anna?
Okay, well, I'm happy to be back after we were off for a week for vacation.
Sure.
And, you know, there's a lot that happened in pop culture the time that we were off.
I know.
That really made me laugh, and I was kind of sad to miss out on it. But, like, Lil Nas remixed Old Town Road. Again.
Yeah.
You know, everyone just kind of agreed that we were all going to together go to Area 51 and find the aliens.
Yeah, we're going to storm it.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson said that if she wants, she could play the role of a tree. So, you know, it's just, there's never a dull moment.
No, never.
So speaking of, actually, Lil Nas X said that he wants to keep remixing
Little.
Old Town Road.
I like that she says Little.
Oh, Lil?
Lil.
No, it's whatever you want, I guess.
Yeah.
Lil Nas X said that he wants to keep remixing Old Town Road, probably until we all actually look the way that we do in our old face apps.
Yeah, probably, right?
And then he even said that he will do a remix with the aliens that we're going to find at Area 51.
That would be different.
That's cool.
Yeah, and I think that we actually have a clip of that.
You don't even know the lyrics.
Sometimes you're just embarrassed for him, right?
Sorry, that was Big Al singing Old Town Road yesterday.
Man, I thought it was
as Elvis.
Yeah, as Elvis.
Yeah.
Embarrassed for you again.
He did come up the video yesterday, by the way.
I know, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's like animated, and they're storming Area 51. It's pretty funny. But
Mason.
You know what I think is actually at Area 51?
What?
Barb from Stranger Things.
Oh, I love
that. That's what I think is actually.
I was, I want to talk about Stranger Things so bad right
now,
but we can't. Spoilers.
I know. It's really good.
And I know. It's a good season, but we can't talk about it.
Y'all should.
Did they even find her body in season two? I think that they just said.
Well, they found it at season one.
Well, season
I
one.
I think she's like still missing. It was just like.
I thought they saw her in the goo in season one.
Or they did.
She was in the goo.
Yeah.
Gosh, spoiler alert, season one.
Season one.
It's been long enough for that.
So it's been kind of crazy that everything that I just said has been happening in like 2019, you know? I think one of my favorite things was to say like, come on, it's 2019. You know,
right.
You should be everything, yeah.
You should be everything.
You should be everything. But it's been kind of a whirlwind between Toy Story and Aladdin and now The Lion King.
Yeah.
You know, which Justin saw, so I'm glad that you're in here.
Yes.
And it's filled with A-listers. Donald Glover as Simba.
Mm-hmm.
Beyonce as Nala.
Yay.
Scarlett Johansson as that giant tree. You know? But honestly, I'm a little nervous to watch it just because I'm an emotional wreck.
Oh.
I got really emotional watching Beyonce's, like, video from yesterday.
Yeah.
Spirit.
Yeah.
So between Beyonce doing the voice in the movie and the new album that she's releasing, why isn't it called The Lion Queen?
Hey!
Good
right?
Point.
Come on.
Come on.
2019.
Yes, we got a black mermaid.
Yeah.
Have a Lion Queen.
Let's go.
I thought Kelly was going to be upset that they were going to change Ariel because she represents the redheads. But from what I hear, she's...
only redheaded princess.
She's going to keep the red hair, though, I think.
Oh, really?
I think the movie, you'll still be represented, Kelly.
I'm very excited. And then maybe Harry Styles in there.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
It's going to be very successful. I'm excited.
Also, my interview with the young Simba and young Nala... will play in an hour.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Good plug, Jeff.
Do we get your review along with that?
Yes, you do.
Okay, good. So the last 2 days was Amazon Prime Day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Did you guys take advantage of this?
Yes.
I did, but not because really. I just needed something.
My mother-in-law canceled the Amazon Prime.
Oh.
Oh, you're not Prime anymore?
No, so we got to re-sign up.
You on your mother-in-law's account?
Yeah. I tell you, I keep it cheap.
Yeah, so I don't have Amazon Prime, mm-hmm. but yesterday, my boyfriend was like, oh, well, you can use my Prime account, you know, so like if you find anything.
Yeah.
Okay, Amazon Prime Day for me, you guys, was more dangerous than the times that I just randomly go to Target because I have free time. Okay. Amazon Prime Day was more dangerous for me than the time that Kelly told me the Jonas Brothers were releasing new music on vinyl, and I almost bought the whole collection even though I don't have a vinyl record player.
So expensive.
Okay. Amazon Prime Day is more dangerous for me than the time that JC spent an unknown amount of money to hang out with Post Malone.
I believe it was.
I didn't hang out with him, by the way. Spoiler alert.
Was it four figures?
You never told us.
It was four figures.
Huh? No, it
was it four?
Huh? Yeah, when you say huh, I know that means that. You definitely spent $1,500,
I mean,
didn't you?
You also got to add the cents, right? So the period and then
No. You know what four figures is.
$20.
Yeah.
Does that count as four figures?
It's for charity.
Yeah.
Good for you.
But do you guys want to know what I got on Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
Yes. I got the complete limited edition.
Uh-huh.
Full DVD collection of the entire Friends series.
Oh!
What?
Yeah. And then...
Why?
And then I got... Because it's going to be off Netflix at the end of the year.
Yeah, that's true.
But then...
It's going to still be on TV.
Nostalgic.
Then I got a complete limited edition DVD player, because I didn't have one.
Oh my god.
That's funny.
I'll have a watch party. Y'all are welcome to come over.
All right.
And DVD players going real cheap on Prime Day.
Yeah, it was like $13.
Yeah.
Probably the price you can go back and get it today.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
All right, so Nats will buy a lottery ticket day.
Yeah.
Let's find out if Anna can make back the money she spent on Amazon Prime yesterday.
Let me just ask.
Yeah.
What are the directions on here? I don't know.
You just scratch everything?
Yeah. Game one and game two.
You want to get 3 8s in a row. This is called Amazing Eights.
So scratch off everything in prize one and prize two.
And if you see 3 8s in a row and
you win
top prize box, that's how much you get.
So I'm going to scratch my prize boxes first.
Oh, prize box.
And I'm already not inclined to scratch the rest because my prize box on one is $40 and the other one's
$15. Oh, so is mine.
Mine was $30,000.
What?
The prize.
Watch Kelly win.
Oh my god.
The richest person on the show is going to win.
Yeah.
I got two.
So you need three in a row.
Right.
Yep. Just like a tic-tac-toe kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And you don't forget your multiplier box.
Oh, what does that do?
You can multiply your winning.
Well, you have to win first.
I didn't win anything.
Oh, they make you feel like you're going to win, but then guess what, guys? You don't.
Is anyone a fan of scanning it instead of just scratching it?
No, I like scratching.
You want to scratch?
Well, you can just get it scanned to see if it's a winner.
All right, let's go with the winner right here.
Let's go, winner.
Nope.
No, not win.
None of these are winners.
We got three left.
I could have won $30 or $30,000.
Give them to the ladies in the woman room.
Woman room, yeah.
Multiplied by one.
Yeah, my multiplier was one, too.
No, none of us won on these.
No.
How much did you spend?
$20.
Okay, good.
Thanks, Al.
Thanks, Al.
This sucked.
And you can have your quarterback.
Mm. Oh, the quarters belong to Nick.
Oh.
Make sure he gets his quarters back.
Oh, gone it. Well, sorry, guys.
That was anticlimactic.
It was.
But that's how lotteries work.
That is how lotteries work. Thank you, Justin. Well, you know what? Maybe we didn't win here with our lottery tickets, but hopefully you can win a vacation with you and your family, Kid Nation, because your chance to play 6 seconds from the beach to go to Baker's Cay Resort Key Largo is coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
That plane taking off for you to go on vacation.
Sure is.
We need a contestant right now to play 6 seconds from the beach, Kid Nation. You can instantly win a vacation for four to Baker's Cay Resort, Key Largo, a Curio Collection by Hilton Resort. That's where we went on our family vacation. You saw the pictures. You saw the video. You heard the show that week.
Fabulous time.
It was a good time. All you have to do is identify who said a quote from our week of broadcast there. So if you listened all week long, you have a heads up on somebody. And if you didn't listen, hopefully you know as well enough to be able to guess who said what. We're looking for caller number 17 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Sorry, I was laughing because I just looked at Jenna.
She got the hat on.
Spitting differently again.
Get you on the phone here shortly to play. And Jenna's here. It's time to see what's up with your dreams, Kid Nation. We do have a nice Kid TV segment going on right now. If you want to check out Jenna and her obnoxiously large hat.
Did it get bigger?
I think so.
It's fitting differently.
It's growing.
My head lost a little weight.
It's a grower.
It's a grower.
Good.
It's one of those hats that grows on.
All right, I'm ready.
So you write us, Kid Nation, either on the text or you slip into the DMs on Instagram, and then we pull some of these dreams for Jenna. She takes a look at them and determines what's going on. Why are you thinking these things while you're sleeping?
Yeah, everyone dreams really weird stuff, right?
Yeah. I got one here for you, Jenna. Let's start it with this one right here.
Okay.
What does it mean when you're trying to scream in your dreams, but nothing will come out? I have dreams where something bad is happening to me and I'm trying to scream for help, but nothing comes out.
You're being ignored in your life.
Oh, really?
You're upset. You feel like no one's paying attention to you. Yeah, that's literally what that means, because dreams represent fear or anger. So if you're not scared or mad about something, it means in your waking life, you feel like no one's paying attention to you. Pay attention to me. That's what's happening.
Say that. Yeah. We can't help but pay attention to you with that big old hat.
Yeah, like maybe at work you have opinions or ideas and no one's paying attention to you and you feel like you don't matter.
Yeah, whatever. What does it mean when it doesn't matter what you think?
Yeah, that's right. I have these lucid dreams. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. What does it mean when you dream of a childhood friend dying? I have not spoken to her in 15 years.
You've done something bad. No. It actually means that you're feeling guilty in your waking life, so it might not directly relate to this friendship, but if you're dreaming about a friend like that dying, that you feel like you're not there for someone in your life that needs you, and you're kind of suppressing some feelings of guilt. Yeah.
Hmm. All right.
Be there.
Easy breezy.
Quit.
Dear Jenna, the dream reader.
Yes. Dreams
are. I dreamt I'd seen a worm in my hair. I go to wash my hair and realized I was washing out a head full of worms.
Ooh.
What does this mean? Gross.
But you're going fishing.
All right. You need to bathe. Yeah, no. It's actually interesting because they say worms are usually just associated with all kinds of unpleasant things, that they're gross and they live in the dirt. Yeah. And they can, in one instance, represent feelings of being unworthy. But at the same time, you know, worms, they say if they're coming out of your hair, that it shows something's on your mind that's giving you negative thoughts. So I don't know if you have something negative going on in your life or you're concerned about something, but that worms and hair, that this is actually a more common dream than people think, that sometimes you'll have dreams that, your hair turns into insects.
Yeah.
But it means you have a lot of negative thoughts going on that you need to flush out.
Okay. Wasn't there a villain in a Disney, might not have been a Disney movie, but a movie that the villain's
Medusa.
Medusa, yeah, duh.
Yeah.
Snakes. Okay,
yeah.
That's
yeah. Speaking of bugs, I did read an article in the news that says that if you eat ants, it can help not get cancer.
Ants?
Yeah, you got to eat ants.
I ain't gonna do that.
What if they're covered in chocolate?
Yeah, chocolate ants.
No.
They have those things.
No.
Like when I got duped into the crickets in Mexico.
But were they good?
No.
Oh. Never mind then.
I could taste their little lives.
Yeah. Their little legs get stuck, but they're good. They had some that tasted like Doritos, I promise you, when I was a kid. I loved them.
You've taken Kaysen fishing, correct? Or have you not?
Yeah, we didn't catch anything.
Did you do worms as bait? Or?
Yeah, we had worm, and then we did a little fish.
Worm.
Yeah.
It's
kinda, worm?
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 Is it warm?
Kind of.
No.
The worm.
Gross to put
worm.
It on the hook.
Worm?
Worm.
Worm.
Worm. What's worm?
Like perm. Oh. Like perm. Worm.
It's the word if you keep saying it. It sounds weird.
What if a worm is out on the sun? Does it get warm?
Yeah, it's a little warm worm.
Warm worm.
A warm worm.
Yeah.
On a sword.
He's a little
sword.
Warm worm.
That's what's up right there. Dear Jenna, I had the weirdest dream last night.
What's that?
I walked into my room and I noticed there was like 8 to 10 bats hanging upside down above my bed.
Ooh.
They were kind of cute in a way in my dream, so I was like, I'm just going to go to sleep and figure it out in the morning. Well, I turned off the lights and their eyes started glowing, and I realized they don't sleep. I started panicking about them turning into vampires. Side note, not watching anything vampire related.
Bats are a warning of upcoming personal disasters in your life.
Ooh. Are you serious?
I'm serious. It's scary. Bats are foreboding, and even scarier if those bats with the shiny eyes turn into vampires, because that means that there's someone in your life that you think is sucking you dry, sucking you financially or of your energy.
Maybe.
Yeah, a vampire. You have some sort of human sucker vampire in your life that's taking things from you.
Oh.
If the bats turn into vampires, but if not, they say you need to be discerning about who you're associating with, and you need to maybe do some sort of spiritual cleansing, because something is something bad.
We have a human-sucking vampire on the phone right now, JC.
No. Dump to suck you up.
But, you know, I mean, it could be as simple as you have a friend that's sucking you dry emotionally.
Right.
You know, that's just being too needy, but it could also be something more serious.
Okay. Hmm. Oh, did you get any clear definition on the dream I was talking to you during the break, or do you want to save for next
week? I know a little about it. You can do it.
Okay. This is an extra that came in on the text. I thought it was pretty interesting.
Okay.
Especially if you've had a similar dream. Jenna, I keep having dreams where I'm making out with people, male or female, whatever. Sometimes I know the person, it's a person, sometimes I don't. Usually, it's a taboo mix. Like, the person is of a different age, or even a cousin, or a friend. What does this mean? Am I subconsciously some kind of perv?
Oh, wow. It means you need to get some.
Oh, really?
Some action.
Oh.
That's all. That means.
That's why, because you're willing to get it from anybody.
You're just willing to get it from anybody. No, kissing is obviously in every language. It's a form of communication and affection. So they say there's a whole long list here. It depends on who you're kissing. You're kissing everyone. If you're kissing a family member, that actually just means that you have a close bond with them.
Yeah.
So sometimes they show up in your dream, but I'm sure that's very weird to kiss a cousin in your dream or to make out. Some people never talk about this, they say, but they have dreams that they make out with their siblings in their dream. And you wake up really bothered by it.
Ew.
But it actually just means that you love them very much.
Like,
it doesn't mean that you're attracted to a sibling. So
don't
be scared.
Thank God.
Not Brian, huh?
Don't be scared unless you're dreaming about a person that you don't like. Sometimes a lot of people will dream about hooking up with someone that they hate in their waking life.
Yeah.
They say, and they say, you know, beware of that, because that means that someone's trying to get you to do something that you don't want to do.
I had a friend that always told me you should always make out with a person you don't like at all. Like, you just have a hatred towards.
In real life?
Yeah. Because apparently it's very
hot,
sexy and hot, yeah.
What's the last time I made out with somebody? What's that last kiss?
Al, you used to have these
dreams. Al, did you write this letter?
No.
When was your last makeout sesh, Al?
Last kiss.
Yeah.
Kiss or make out. There's two different things.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like a make out. You kiss, like you put
it's been a minute.
You put some effort into
it. It's been a minute.
Yeah?
It's been a while.
Well, we need to fix that. Okay.
Time.
You'll be at your bar tonight?
Yeah.
Anybody? Takers?
Anybody want to come out and make out with Al?
Come out, make out. That's what she called.
Any calls? It been over a month?
Any calls?
Come out, make out.
Any calls?
We have one.
In the text?
We have one. No, part-time Justin said he's there.
Tongue's a tongue.
Justin went on my intercom. He's like, me. All right, Kid Nation. Write us on the text if you want your dreams to be read by Jenna, our dream expert. Right now, let's try to give away a vacation. Samson, how you doing? Samson.
Hello, Samson.
Samson, hi.
Hey, what's going on, Samson?
Hey, what's up?
Cool name, bro. What do you
think? I've never met a Samson.
I don't think I have either. This is my first Samson.
I own a Samson TV. That's great.
Oh, yep.
What do you have to write down, bro?
I'm driving to work right now.
All right, man. Well, hopefully we can score you a vacation before you get to work. That'd be pretty nice. Here's how the game's going to work, buddy. You just have to identify who said the quote on our family vacation. Now, were you listening that week?
I listened part of it, but not all of it.
You were in and out like most people, so hopefully you caught this quote. And as soon as the quote ends, your time will start. You have 6 seconds to tell us who it is. It's either Kelly, Big Al, me, JC, Jenna, or it could also be part-time Justin. You got those?
Yeah, I got it.
Even if you don't know, guess.
All right, man. Here we go. Let's hear that quote.
Every picture of me is like...
JC?
Incorrect. Good guess, though, because I do feel like every picture of me is like that. But that was not me on vacation, Samson. You have a wonderful day, bud.
Sorry, man.
Marina.
Yes.
How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good, how are y'all?
Awesome. All right. So you get another chance at this quote. We're going to play it for you. Your 6 seconds starts as soon as it ends. Deal?
Got it.
All right, here we go.
Every picture of me is like...
Good guess. I'm going to admit, I'm a little stumped on this one as well. Let's move on.
I didn't know that it could make sound effects.
Hey, that is pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. I wasn't expecting that.
Good job, Alexa. All right, Sarah, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, only a few names left here to guess. Let's do the quote. You have six seconds as soon as it ends, okay? Here you go.
Okay. Every picture of me is like...
Jenna?
I wish that was me. It was so funny.
Every picture of me, it's like...
I wish.
Have a wonderful day, Sarah. Thank you for playing.
Oh.
Jasmine.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Let's try this again. We're going to play the quote. 6 seconds to guess who it is. All right?
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Every picture of me is like...
That has to be Kelly.
Swimming
with the dolphins, maybe?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Horrible. I look in the dolphin picture.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Or when you took a picture with Alan.
That's the dolphin picture.
It was the dolphin picture? Okay. Oh, yeah, because you're...
Yeah. Okay.
Well, congratulations, Jasmine. Here's what you got.
Thank you.
You won a fabulous vacation for four to Baker's Cake Resort Key Largo, a Curio Collection by Hilton Resort. You and three guests get to fly to Miami. You get hooked up with that rental car for 4 days. Then you head down to Baker's Cake Resort Key Largo, where you're going to stay there for 3 nights and have a blast. Plenty of things to do. Say hello to Maya, the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to relax out there. There's plenty of tropical fun to be had. And it's all thanks to Hilton and Visit Florida. Now, who are you going to be taking, Jasmine?
Oh, my three kids.
There you go.
Perfect.
That sounds like a good vacation. You just go lay out, get some sun, and let them play as much as they want.
They have these big water, absolutely, these floats out in the water right there off the beach, so you can still keep an eye on them. Yeah. Or get out there with them. I don't know how old they are, but you have a great time.
And good luck getting better pictures than Kelly. Hopefully.
Every picture be
All right, Jasmine, will you hold on for us? We'll get you all set up.
But you saw those pictures.
There was one where you
did. I was right.
You looked.
There was not one glamour shot of me and a dolphin.
Oh, the dolphin was pushing you, right?
Oh, that picture cracked me up.
Dolphins are so powerful.
Yeah, they do.
It's hard to look good wet.
Yeah, it is. It is hard.
And when a dolphin's pushing you.
I was watching X on the Beach on MTV, and they have to come out of the water because they get washed up.
Yeah,
and
that's the sexy coming out. That's sexy.
No, they try to look sexy, but most of them, they look fun.
They look like seaweed.
You can't look sexy coming out of the water. Hey, we got another vacation for you tomorrow, Kid Nation. Make sure you're listening at 7:40 Central to try to get hooked up.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Before we get to part-time Justin, let's shine the light on our boy Nick, who walked into the studio this morning.
Finally. Sure
did. He did not scoot in here.
No scooter.
How are you feeling?
I feel wonderful. I'm a new man.
Where is the scooter now?
It's in my closet.
Oh, okay.
I was supposed to put it up, but then when I saw Boss Man George was limping around, I asked if he needed it. He said no.
Yeah, he just walked by, actually.
So he's limped by.
Limping by.
Kelly had a question about your scooter.
Did you name it?
No, I never did.
You had the perfect name right there in front of you.
What?
Scooter. Braun.
Yeah.
It'll always be Braun in our hearts.
Yeah.
Right?
By the way, Nick, you should challenge George to a race because you know how he always talks about how he's fast.
It's true.
He's never lost.
Not now.
Or just take that scooter downtown. Take that scooter downtown to any major city and just pimp it out. Get your little app.
Think I could charge for it?
Yeah.
A few bucks an hour?
Absolutely.
But yeah, so I got the boot off mid last week while we were on vacation. So I've been doing physical therapy. I've gone to four different sessions. And
nice.
You know, I never really believed it when people said that physical therapy was hard. But
you get it, right?
It wears you out, man.
It's emotionally and physically exhausting, yeah.
Yeah, and my doctor said, just be prepared. When you go, you're probably going to be the youngest person there. And she was right. I show up and it's me and five or six people in their 70s trying to step over like a little coffee mug. And I'm right there with them trying to do those things that seem so easy, but
they're not.
You just can't do it. So my physical therapist has really been stretching it out a lot. My ankle, I keep telling her I want it to pop. Want it to pop really loud.
Yeah.
It's just so tight.
It feels like it needs to.
Yeah, the motion just doesn't.
There's like scar tissue in there.
Yeah, and so she tried yesterday. She tried hard, but it's still.
Jenna and I know a guy that'll
I
do
know
it.
A guy. I mean, he could be deemed.
I call him the pain.
He's like a torture.
Pain doctor.
Yeah, the pain doctor, but he'll get you quick. He treats athletes, but when I tore that hamstring, I used to have to sit in the car for an hour before I would go in there.
Yeah.
And I would just psych myself out for it.
I walked into a session because I was getting some stuff done on my shoulder.
He thought torn your cuff, right?
And so he was doing, he was tearing up all the scar tissue with and stuff. So when I walked in, I noticed there was a big bodybuilder on the table and he was face down and there was a puddle underneath him. And I figured, oh, this guy's a bodybuilder. He's probably just sweating a little bit like a man. It was tears.
Crying like a baby.
It was just tears were coming out of his eyes because he was. Cause it hurt
so let me know if you want his number.
We'll see. I'll see how the physical therapy goes and maybe I will. I don't know.
But my shoulder.
Right?
Look at this thing.
There's good pain.
I can handle it.
I can handle all that stuff.
Well, I'm glad you're out of that.
Anything else crazy happen over your vacation?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think it's a guy thing, and JC and Al have talked about it a lot. We always look for that moment where we can be the hero.
Yes.
And sometimes,
oh man,
obviously you're not expecting it, and then boom, this is it.
Suddenly your
moment happens.
What are you going to do? Yeah.
You had your moment?
So I had just gotten out of my walking boot. I'm leaping around. I'm getting in my car in the driveway, and I look over, and my neighbor was doing yard work. His mower's out there, his blower's on the ground, there's a ladder that had fallen over in his yard, and he's just laying on the ground.
Oh my goodness.
Not moving.
Like
a starfish. Legs and arms are just completely splayed out.
Yeah, you're thinking CPR is about to happen.
Or he could have been
dead.
Doing yoga.
He could have been, but it was
hot. Corpse pose.
Meditating.
Right?
It's hot, and he's middle-aged. I'm thinking,
oh no,
this guy
he's dead. Yeah.
He's gone. And who knows how long he's been there, because we live on kind of a quiet street. And so I yell. I'm trying to, like, run, but I can't. So I'm, like, hopping like a pirate with a peg leg.
Oh, the one-legged hero.
Like, hey, are you okay? And he just looks up, like, it's no big deal. He goes, oh, yeah, I was just taking a break.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, you scared me. He's like, oh. Yeah, I guess that looked bad, huh? I was like, yeah, I'm going to go.
Who lays down?
Oh, my gosh.
Right in the middle of the yard. It's not like he was off to the side.
Just getting some sun.
It looked like the ladder had fallen and he had fallen off the roof.
Absolutely. And he has yard work everywhere. There's a gas can. I thought he just had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Fell over.
He was sunning. Like,
I don't know.
Yeah. Most of us would just go in the house and get some AC real quick. He just lays down flat.
But I think I still get credit for trying.
Yeah, yeah. You do.
I helped him.
You do.
But nothing.
Y'all should have come up with a story and just... So, you know.
Oh, yeah, you've been out there giving him mouth to mouth or something.
No, but then the other guy doesn't get to be a hero. Only Nick gets it. Guys want to be the hero. We don't want to be the
victim. Then they could go on national TV.
Uh-huh.
Best friend. And then you could start a GoFundMe.
Yeah, yeah, get your wife to video it.
Have a movie.
No video, it didn't happen.
Brian Cranston and somebody.
Happen, yeah. And we'll go back and change all that.
Sure. Yeah, we could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Nick, thank you for saving his life.
You'll be a hero one day.
Yes, Nick. One day. I'm looking.
You're our hero every day.
And when's your next Shut Up podcast coming out with Justin?
Oh, it's going to come out today at noon. We're going to be talking with producer Trey. We got to hear a little bit about the juicy details from his wedding.
There's
stuff he wasn't able to share on such as public of a forum. So
he told us pretty.
He shared his diarrhea story. What else?
Oh, it's crazy here.
What other juice?
Later today. But now, may I turn it over to the Shut Up podcast co-host, Mr. Justin Chavez.
Let's do that.
Thank you, Brother Nick.
So, Lion King.
Everybody loves
I like your new earrings.
Some of the same ones.
Well, they're not the huge big diamonds.
Oh, yeah. But I've had these in for like 2 months. Yeah.
Well, I just noticed them.
Thank you, Najena.
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 Is that her Lion King name?
You're welcome, Justin.
I had to get these new ones because the other ones kept on getting the ear infected. Don't wear the fakes.
Yeah, don't get the fakes.
But you know who wasn't fake?
Who?
These little kids from the Lion King, Shahidi Wright Joseph and J.D. McCrary. They were so cute. And going into this interview, I had all the not energy. I had no energy at all.
I had all the not energy.
I was a little hungover. I was like,
hold on, dude. You're going to
interview kids hungover?
And you got drunk the night before?
I was hungover. Don't judge him.
Yeah, thank you, Kelly.
Well, there's his own kids.
I wanted to have a comeback, but I don't have one for that one.
No, I was celebrating my friend Colby's birthday, so I was just, you know, we went hard. But you know what? I turned it on for this interview, and I was excited because these kids got to hang out with all these really cool celebrities and be in one of my favorite movies. And this is not Shahidi's first time with The Lion King.
Oh.
You know?
A lot of things. I prayed about it because, you know, it's something super real and...
Shahidi,
this is not your first time playing Nala. You did this on Broadway, girl.
Yes, I did.
So did you have to call Beyonce up and be like, girl, let me give you some tips on how to play this character?
No. I actually just met her a couple nights ago at the premiere.
Okay. So what did you say? How did this go?
Okay. So I saw her. Uh-huh. She was taking a picture. And it was really exciting. I didn't have my phone on me, so I was like, how am I going to get a picture with her? And I saw Miss Tina Lawson, her mother, and she was standing next to Blue Ivy. And we were on the...
You're living my life. Okay.
We were on the same flight together, so we already knew each other. You know, we were talking for a little bit, and I was like, hi, so nice to see you again. And she was like, do you want to take a picture with Beyonce? And I was like, yes. And I met Blue Ivy, and her hand is so tiny. She's awesome. And so I went over to Beyonce, and then she introduced me, and I said hi, and then she was like, hi, it's so nice to meet you. And she was like, you're my Nala, right? And I was like, yes. And then she gave me a hug, and she smells like summer, and you know, she's just amazing. And then we took a picture together.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you so much.
You met the queen, baby. Your whole life is all blessed now. JD, did you get to meet her?
I did, and I met her first, actually. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She loves bragging about that.
Okay, young king.
Yeah. So how worked was I was at her parents' wearable art gala and I saw her across the distance and I was gonna leave, so I was like, hey dad, can I meet Beyonce? She's right there. And then he said, yeah, if you can make it there, because there was a bunch of tables like all around and people just crowding the place. And they were actually doing an auction at the time, so you know, that was, yeah, they had their focus there.
Yeah.
And so I made my way through it. I snaked my way over there and I was there. I saw her. She was right there. Smelling nice. Fragrance all up in my nostrils.
Smell like summer.
Yes.
Smell like summer.
So I looked at her and tapped her on her shoulder, just like that. It wasn't that hard, though. It wasn't a karate chop. It wasn't nothing like that. It was a very light tap.
Uh-huh.
And I saw her, and she turned around, and she was like, oh, it's so nice to meet you. Your voice is so beautiful. And she knew who I was. She said my voice was great.
Yes.
Like, that's coming from Beyonce. So it was very nice meeting her.
That would have been great if he would have gone, yeah, what's your name again?
What a or great storyteller.
Tackled him and threw him to the ground.
Man, that kid is a great storyteller.
He's a great storyteller.
He's just dripping with swag.
Yeah, I know. And I called him Young King in that interview, too, because he's got all the success and future, like, in his way, where he's going to be very successful. We're going to see him in all these movies. He's got a great voice. Like, people are always talking about him. So he's so cool. Also, that's the closest I'm ever going to get to Beyonce today, you know?
Well, today.
Today.
Yeah, but hopefully
one day. Yes, throw it out in the universe. Maybe one day we'll get to interview her. But she doesn't do interviews anymore.
Yeah, no,
she just did an interview with somebody. She was talking about Lion King. Who
I think it was Good Morning America.
Good Morning America.
Oh, really?
Yeah, unless your name's like Robin Roberts.
That's
it.
I think that's the only person she talks to.
Yeah. She'll do like a 60 Minutes. Yeah.
She'll do that.
Okay. Well, and then so these kids are in The Lion King. This movie I grew up on. It came out the year I was born, 1994. I watched this like over
11 million times.
Wow.
So I have to ask these kids, how was it getting the role in this movie?
A lot of things. I prayed about it because, you know, it's something super real and, you know, it's some things are just too good to be true. And so I just prayed about it. It was real. It was real. Yeah. I was actually in it and it was super cool. It was like a dream come true.
It was so amazing. I had literally the best time shooting this movie, so I'm really glad that I got the opportunity to play young Nala, and I was so excited when I got the call. You know, my family and I, we were like jumping around and screaming and, you know, everything. It was just so exciting, so I'm so glad that I just had this honor to play her.
So you get the role in The Lion King, and you're very excited. Mm-hmm. I bet you want to yell, you want to cheer. And in this movie, little Simba, he's working on his little roar, and I want to ask these little kids if they can give me their best roar.
Nice.
I heard that there's like a soccer conference going on like next door, and they're getting a little bit testy about how loud we can be. Let's try to tick them off just a little bit.
I want to see you guys.
Okay, let's go.
All right.
That is so funny.
That was a Simba, like the little baby Simba.
Yeah. Stay true to his character. He wasn't going to be the big roar.
Simba had that cute little.
But, oh man, seeing these kids and talking to them, they were so amazing. And the movie I loved. I cried 5 times. It was just all the time. And you know what's so funny? Every time I watch The Lion King, I'm always hoping that Mufasa doesn't die. But he always does.
Spoiler alert!
But it's been out since 1994. But.
But there's kids going for the first time.
Really?
They should be told ahead of time.
Thank you.
It's very upset.
And I was told that Disney had to do research on these animals for 2 years before they are even to propose the idea for the project that they wanted to work with, just to get the idea how the animals move, what they look like, how they breathe. I thought it was very interesting. So
just watch Planet Earth?
I know. It was
up close. That's what I knew.
Basically, that's exactly what it was. It was like Animal Planet meets Disney, and they turned it into a movie for The Lion King.
I can't even wait.
It was beautiful, man. Go watch it. You're going to enjoy the movie. It was a great time.
Well done, Justin.
All right.
Glad you had fun, man.
Thank you.
I'm glad you loved it.
Thank you. I did.
If you want to catch the interview and see the kids and see them, hear them roar on video, go to KidNation.com. Lion King comes out this weekend, huh?
Yes.
All right. Get your tickets, everybody.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, man. Big Al Mac.
What's up?
Kelly Raspberry was calling for your job. Or one of them.
Why? What did I
do? You missed something very big today.
Well, in my defense, if I may have my own defense.
You're already defending yourself. Can we say what
defense.
It is? Kelly, what did he miss?
JC, today is National Hot Dog Day.
Dude, that's
Big Al.
That's huge.
A hot dog can't make you rich.
Big Al.
It was National Lottery Day. I had to make a choice.
It was all lottery. You didn't make a choice. You didn't know it was National Hot Dog Day.
I didn't have it written
down. And you ignored it?
Here's the thing.
I was going to get to it.
Here's the thing. Lottery tickets have a possibility of making us feel sad because you scratch it off. Yeah. Oh, man. I didn't win. But a hot dog
brings happiness
every time.
I'm sorry. I had it written down.
Incredible.
So disappointed in you.
Well, I do apologize. It's also National Peach Cobbler or something like that.
No.
What?
No way.
Wait a minute. Let me find it. So it's like eight.
You would have told me that, I would have made my grandmama.
It's like eight different things today. It's like eight different things today.
Well, pick the most important.
Well, I thought I did.
Maybe you need to start telling us 24 hours ahead of time what the next day is. That way we can be prepared. I would have brought peach cobbler for everybody.
That's what we should start doing, Al. You should say tomorrow is.
Even if you just tell us off the air, we can come prepared the next day.
Okay. Yeah, all right, I can do that.
Yeah, we'll be able to.
But then again, our listeners might want to be prepared for the next day.
That's what I mean. So I think you should start doing it a day in advance.
All right.
Takes me back. Gas station hot dogs were my favorite growing
today
up.
Today is National Lottery
Y'all know
Day.
I've only had two in my life.
Oh. Hot dogs?
Once someone told me that they were made of hooves and butts, I'm out.
They're not. That's a lie.
I'll tell you this.
Get out of my mouth.
Hooves and butts taste good then.
Gross.
World Emoji Day, National Yellow Pig Day, National Tattoo Day, National Wrong Way Corrigan Day, and National Peach Ice Cream Day. I'm sorry.
I got my tattoo on the radio.
Big day for you.
Yeah.
Because there's been one you've been wanting to get, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, Al. I just feel like you're dropping the ball on this. We're going to need to reassign this to someone else who takes it more seriously.
It doesn't matter what you think. Let's see what tomorrow is.
Trey, what's tomorrow, sir?
I got tomorrow right here.
Nope, I want Trey to tell me.
It's National Caviar Day.
Oh.
See?
It's a rich people
thing. Put a lid down, Trey.
Gross.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.